One of Mike McGuire's first legislative successes as he began his first term representing California's North Coast in Sacramento was an important but low-profile measure.
We secured $5 million to allow school districts to purchase new school buses. And here's why this is important. Childhood asthma per capita is higher in rural areas than it is actually in urban. One of the leading causes of childhood asthma is exposure to vehicle exhaust. And rural school kids are on buses for longer. These dirty, burning buses that are on the road because rural school districts can't afford to replace their school buses.
Passing that bill and a companion measure to expand funding for job training in tech industries opened his eyes to an important realization about his second state Senate district.
We're the only Democrat in the state Senate that represents a rural district. Every other rural district in the state Senate are represented by Republicans. So I can work with both sides, and that's why we've been successful. Rural school buses was successful because we received Republican support. We didn't get one no vote on career technical education. Democrats and Republicans supported it unanimously, and it's because it benefits everyone.
And that's true for quite a few other issues as well, McGuire notes.
The issues that impact a rural district represented by a Democrat impacts those in the valley as well. For example, we all have bad roads. We all know that we need to reinvest in our schools. Rural broadband is desperately needed in Republican districts as well as in Democratic districts. And climate change impacts us all.
So does another problem that rural districts share, one that is intensely concentrated in one county within McGuire's sprawling district.
There's one issue that binds all of us together, and that's poverty. And how poverty has impacted women and kids. It's staggering in rural California. Lake County is the poorest county in the state. It has the highest teen meth use, highest teen pregnancy, and highest teen suicide. It's also considered the unhealthiest county in California. And what I wanted to be able to do is get in there and be active and engaged and involved and deliver for rural California.
But big spending measures, such as a proposed road tax now under consideration, require a two-thirds vote to pass in the state Senate. That means at least a couple of Republican votes are needed. His newly minted strategy, McGuire says, is to go after those votes early in the process.
We have to get two Republican votes to be able to get a transportation tax passed. Let's go to them first and figure out what they need for their district to be able to deliver for their residents. And how can we work together on that? Go to those that may not agree with you first. Get an understanding of where they're coming from and work with them. And that's how I approach issues.
That approach is now being put to the test as the state legislature wrestles with a series of important issues before this year's session wraps up next Friday. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.